This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour on today's DJV program. D as in Doug, J as in Jennifer, V as in Victoria. If you're hearing a lot more I love yous, it's because Jennifer's back in the fold. Maybe you didn't hear it, but you feel it because we all have this great camaraderie, not just me.
I think you guys.
All of us feel that way.
You were missed.
Yes, you were. So it's fun to point that out as we move into another hour of conversation. How about some people in the news, Jennifer?
Yeah, this is an interesting story, and I didn't hear much about it when it first happened, but now it seems that it's really getting a little bit of mainstream news media attention. There was an African-American security guard in Wisconsin who was fired for asking a student not to call him the N-word. He was just recently reinstated for what seems to be the most ridiculous firing in history. Ooh. The Interim Madison Metropolitan School District's Jane Belmore decided to rescind Marlon Anderson's termination because of the outcrying of support from the community and other students within the school. He was paid on he was placed on paid administrative leave while a plan was finalized for him to return to work, but he made an announcement on Facebook saying he was back. He worked at Madison West High School. And he said that he was only fired for a week before they decided to change their mind. He said on Facebook, "Thank you to the 1,000-plus students for allowing your voices to be heard and all the people from across the globe for reaching out to my family." In an interview with CNN that he did, the security guard, Anderson, said that he was called on to help an assistant principal escort a student from the school grounds back on October the 9th. The student was resisting, yelling, and pushing the principal. Anderson called for backup, and the student started yelling expletives at him, including the N-word. Now, just for a point of reference, because it's not being widely reported, this was also an African-American student who was using the N-word in throwing this racial slur at Anderson. He asked the student to stop calling him that without saying the word, but the student continued to call him variations of the word. So he responded, "Don't call me," and then the N-word. That's the comment that got him fired, because he said, "Don't call me N-word." They fired him on October. October the 16th.
According to the quicksand.
Right. The Board of Education president said that they've taken a tough stance on racial slurs, and we believe that that language has no place in school. This woman's an idiot. And so the school district. Yeah, she said, "We don't tolerate using this word, period." Well, come on. I mean, this guy apparently is well-loved. He's got two kids in the school, and they said that these policies are actually having the opposite effect of what they were put in place to do. They're having a bad impact. So the Boys and Girls Club hired him after he got fired. The community rallied around him. Cher actually got involved, offered to pay his legal fees, and so he actually fought this, and the school district decided to change their minds. So now he's on paid administrative leave. They'll bring him back into the school, but he said he's not leaving the Boys and Girls Club because he was hired as a temporary director of program operations. He'll keep both jobs. So
good.
How about that? Good ending to that story.
It's just, I'm okay with not trying to encourage people not to use those words in school, but, like, can we talk about context clues?
Right.
I don't know. It seems like nobody has common sense or the ability to look at the context of a situation and find out if it's appropriate.
More and
or
more, the younger you are, Kara, in my experience anyway, the more clueless you are,
but
depending
this is a school
on how clueless
district
your parents are. Well, this woman,
fired. I mean, how dumb.
People are clueless. A lot of administrators and public sector jobs are just clueless.
The kids and the kids and the teachers are the younger ones who came to his defense. It seems like everyone is losing the ability to do that. It doesn't matter what your age is. I know plenty of people who are older who have no ability
I do
to
too.
Do it.
Yeah. No, I just think that it becomes, for me anyway, and maybe it's my age, it becomes more, it's easier to look at another group.
I think that what you really mean is that the more into the 2000s we get, the more it happens. But I don't think it's necessarily because more young people are being born. I think it's just a symptom of technology and all of the different things that we have access to.
I think there's too much technology that's not understood and is misused, frankly, in a lot of
circumstances. I just think political correctness sometimes kills common sense, and we can't allow it to do that.
Yeah, so that's a very good statement, yeah.
Yeah, I think we still have to just actually look at situations and realize that broad statements, broad rules, broad classifications don't always work. Sometimes you have to dive into things and take things individually.
Next person in the news is Henry Thomas. How many people remember him? Raise your hands.
Oh, is that the E.T.
Best
guy?
Known for Elliot in E.T. back in 1982. I saw a picture of him. He's 48 years old now. Pretty much has that same baby face that he did with Drew Barrymore in E.T. He was arrested the other night on the suspicion of DUI under the influence of intoxicants. So the police say, even though when they examined him, he had pulled off the road for whatever the reason. And that's not really the story because, you know, people get into these jams all the time. What I feel is, you know, we forget about these things. Somebody comes into our lives, you kind of love them, and then you forget about them. So when I was mentioning this earlier on to the ladies, what's he doing was the question. And he's been involved in a current...
Serving 5 to 10.
Well, yeah. He's in Netflix's The Haunting of Hill House.
Oh.
And
that's right. That's right. Yeah, he was
in Gangs of New York,
yeah.
Legends of the Fall. He's been consistently working. He said that he and Drew Barrymore were... that life in Hollywood when they were kids was much different than it is now. Drew Barrymore, it sort of reminded me of Judy Garland. If you haven't seen that movie, Judy, which came and went pretty quickly with Reese, with not Reese, with...
Renee Zellweger.
Renee Zellweger, thank you. The story of Judy Garland, how she was got, she was put onto basically a regimen of uppers and got hooked on drugs when she was 12 years old. Basically, that same thing happened when they were on E.T., apparently. Drew Barrymore started drinking when she was 10, using drugs at that time.
That was a big story. She wrote a book. It was called Little Girl Lost, and her childhood was a wreck. It's because her mother was not present. And so she was left as a child to navigate Hollywood, and people would give her alcohol and cocaine.
And her father was a drunk and a drug addict, too.
Yeah.
So
very
hit. It's a miracle she survived and that she's got a normal
life. And look at how well she's doing. She's had a great life, actually. She straightened herself right out.
That's all proof that you can't blame your parents for everything. You can pick yourself up by the bootstraps and change your life, and she definitely did.
Lori Loughlin in the news again. She and apparently some of the other parents that were involved in this bribery scandal, the college admission scandal, are facing more problematic situation than they thought. Federal prosecutors have charged 11 other parents in the scandal with new crimes, could involve potentially harsher sentences. Fact that she and her husband accused of paying $500,000 to get their daughters classified into the University of Southern California. Didn't you say
they're going to get her for tax evasion more than anything else?
Yeah, probably. But what didn't they get tossed out of school?
The dum-dums are they're officially gone now as of yesterday, I think, or 2 days ago.
Yeah.
So they're no longer enrolled. But the weird thing is they actually were suspended, so they couldn't withdraw and they couldn't go somewhere else because they were doing the investigation at USC. So they were just kind of in limbo, but now they're no longer.
So where are they going?
Who knows? They're out. The younger dum dum didn't want to be in school anyway. She famously made all those videos about how she didn't want to be in school.
Yeah.
After her parents paid $500,000 to put her there.
I really think these girls. I think Lori Loughlin's really going to go to jail for this.
And
a 50-year sentence. Are you kidding me?
So new fraud conspiracy charges have been brought against 7 university officials as well. Situation involved this guy, Rick Singer. You remember the story about him?
He's
he
the
was mastermind.
The mastermind
of all of this. Yep. 9 of 10 parents have already gotten prison sentences. And that's interesting because the only one I knew about was Felicity. Yep, maybe the other people are not as famous.
By
the way, Felicity's daughter has a new T-shirt. Her name is Georgia Macy. She shared photos of herself wearing the world's greatest dad T-shirt featuring a picture of her father, William H. Macy, in character.
Try mom, who's serving hard time for you right now.
Right.
Well, do you get why this is funny?
She's going to do 13 days, not 14, though.
Oh, she had
I don't know why they took a day off, but, yeah. It was supposed to be 14, now it's 13.
Apparently, on Shameless, her father, which this guy, William H. Macy, very famous actor, plays a deadbeat dad and a criminal. But I'm looking at a picture of what he looks like. I guess that's what they're supposedly presenting here.
His character from Shameless, you mean?
Yeah, right. Yeah. I don't know that show. What about that? What's the story of that show?
I think it's over now, isn't it? I've never seen it. It's about a family of, I think they're drug dealers or something. I think it was on Showtime.
Yeah. There was a lot of media coverage over the weekend. She's a senior at Los Angeles High School. She and her father went to jail to visit prisoner number 77806-112 in Dublin, California, which is up, I think, outside of San Francisco. Isn't
it
Jennifer, up there somewhere? A lot of prisons in Northern California, as it turns out. I think that's a
Northern California sort of feels like a prison sometimes.
Does it? Yes, I guess that's true. All right, well, you have no encumbrances here. You're free to come and go as you like on the DJV program, where it's 18 minutes after the hour. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797. Does someone you know or love have type 2 diabetes? Well, they're not alone. 1 in 3 Americans has type 2 diabetes or could be pre-diabetic. Check out Curalin to help support healthy glucose levels. Curalin is a dietary supplement that addresses the issue of glucose support. Curalin is a blend of ancient Ayurvedic practices and modern science, and it works very quickly. Curalin is comprised of 10 natural ingredients. Each one has been tested for its specific effect on glycemic response. So if you need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels, you owe it to yourself to check out Curalin.net. Curalin does not only support blood sugar, but it helps support weight loss, digestion, and reduces cravings. For a limited time, DJV listeners will receive $20 off their first order. Tens of thousands of people have found that finally there's an easy and natural way to manage healthy blood sugar levels. Visit Curalin.net and enter promo code DJV to reclaim your life. That's Curalin, Curalin.net, code DJV. The way to lose weight using Calitrin, Calotren. This jumpstarts it, and that's really what helps you to keep the weight off, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, it's hard to talk about that because a lot of people are like, well, I've got a wedding next weekend and I want to lose a lot of weight. This is not the product to do that. You're not going to drop 10 pounds in 10 days. But if you stick with it, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better than you have in years.
So this is just a support. And the thing that is best about it and the reason that I endorse it is because I'm a naturalist. This has no stimulants whatsoever. It's all natural. So you'll be on the top of the world, as the bottle says, using Calitrin. So go to toploss.com. There's a big sale on right now. Use the DJV code and you'll get free shipping as well. Calitrin at toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams. Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach, and get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
You're the one that I want. John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John are hosting Grease sing-alongs, letting their fans know this week that Grease is coming back for three special sing-along screenings in the month of December. The stars of this movie, it goes back to talking about E.T. from 82. This is back to 1978. And so both John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John want attendees ready to sing and dress as part of the Meet and Grease sing-along with Danny and Sandy before they join their fans for a Q&A session after the film is played. Unfortunately, the three screenings are only in Florida. Travolta and Olivia Newton-John are going to be in West Palm Beach at the Coral Sky Amphitheater at the South Florida Fairgrounds December 13th. And they'll be in Tampa at the Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater, Florida State Fairgrounds on the 14th, and Jacksonville at Daly's Place on December 15th. Doesn't Travolta live in Florida? Isn't that what I think where he flies his plane? He's got his own, he's got an airport. His home is on an airport, on an air.
Yeah, that sounds right, maybe.
Parks
yeah.
His house. Yeah, I think it's in Florida somewhere. He tweeted, join me and Olivia Newton-John for the Meet and Grease movie sing-along, three nights only in Florida. Dress up, sing along for the film, and join Olivia and I for a special Q&A. They could make a gig out of this. They could go all over the country.
I think I have a feeling if she's feeling well, then I think they might do this more in other states. This is going to be a huge draw.
It'd be fun. Oh, it'd be a lot of fun.
People love that movie.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to go see it. Them in. How's she feeling? She has breast cancer again, right? Isn't she dealing with that again?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, but I saw an interview with her. She's 70. Is she 70, 71, something like that? And been through this three times and has survived. She's pretty optimistic about it. And she has that bright, she had that bright personality in the movie. She and Travolta have maintained a relationship, apparently, over the years, a friendship. And I can't think this should be anything other than a whole lot of fun, frankly. Tickets on sale Friday at 10 local time if you want to get them on Ticketmaster. All right? For the John Travolta, or as our friend Chuck Curry would say, John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John, Grease sing-alongs. I never really was sure he was singing. Did he? But he must have obviously been really the singer of the tunes in the movie, huh?
I think so. Yeah. I've never heard otherwise.
I know. I think we would have heard by now.
Yeah.
26 after the hour on the DJV program. So Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, you and I are now focused on Judy Garland. This is very interesting and timely, given the focus on her with the movie that has come out about important parts of her life. Performances just before her death at the Talk of the Town nightclub in London, which is part of what the movie is all about, the picture with Renee Zellweger. And they were apparently never recorded, or so that was what people thought. But it turns out her fifth husband, who didn't come across so well in the movie, Mickey Dean's his name, snuck a microphone under his seat one night, and the tapes he made ended up in the hands of the producer of Judy, David Livingston. I've got it. It's on Reel to Reel, he says. Never emerged, and it's not public. Livingston got access to it thanks to Garland's determined handler, Rosalind Wilder, played by Jesse Buckley in the film. He says she had the truth about Judy and all the details. She introduced us to the people who hadn't spoken about Judy in 40 years. And she comes across as likable in the movie. Well, not Garland, but Jesse Buckley. All the details helped inform Renee Zellweger in crafting her Judy Garland's presence on stage and off. She was very, very good. I thought it was her mannerisms, the whole thing became part of the performance. So if you haven't seen the movie, you might want to see if this stuff comes out sooner or later.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Vice President Mike Pence says U.S. troops in Syria are coming home. Pence spoke at a gala in Washington last night and said that a ceasefire he helped broker between Syria and Turkey has held, even though reports on the ground had said otherwise. President Trump has been broadly criticized for deciding to withdraw U.S. troops from northern Syria. On Tuesday, Pence said the U.S. is communicating with the two sides in the hopes that a permanent ceasefire could soon take hold. Pence was also in an interview last evening talking about the impeachment inquiry that Democrats continue to champion.
It's been 3 years of endless investigations and a partisan attempt to overturn the results of the 2016 election. I think the American people have had enough.
Pence spoke on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Your plans for the next half hour. We're here to do our business on the DJV program, and I've delegated Victoria Keelan to get us started among the gang. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria and Kara, and I am here. But let's focus on some finance and business news that affects a lot of people. Victoria, please.
Yeah, according to the Government Accountability Office, this is a new report from them. This is not great news for Americans and their finances. 48% of households headed by someone who is 55 and over have no retirement savings at all. That's a pretty staggering amount. That's half of American households that are led by someone who is 55 years or older have no retirement savings
at all.
That's
why people have to keep working.
That is very true.
All the money that they had.
Now, according to this same report, with regards to emergency savings, we've always heard that you should have at least 6 months' worth of income saved in your account in the event of job loss or a medical emergency. However, new research shows that that actually is not really the rule of thumb anymore. And according to this new research by a couple of financial professors, they suggest that the magic number for emergency savings is a lot more modest than 6 months. It's actually only $2,467. That's the number that they came up with. They say, this is their reasoning, that once you have at least $2,467 stored away for a rainy day, your probability of experiencing hardship in the next 6 months is low. And then you're saving additional money along with that. And so essentially it's the more you, it's more likely that if something goes wrong, it will cost you less than $2,467. And so they say that that is actually the number that everyone should have. Now, we just mentioned this the other day that there was another study, I think it was either last year, maybe, or earlier this year, that said most Americans don't have $2,000 saved away. And that is correct. So, according to this new census data, they looked at 70,000 households that had incomes below 200% of the poverty level, and the median household savings in that group was $70, with with a quarter of them not having any savings at all.
Wow.
This is not good. Emergency savings, they say, are best placed in an interest-earning bank account, like a money market or an interest-earning savings account that can be easily accessed without taxes or penalties. That's what Wells Fargo advises. And you don't want to put your emergency savings in mutual funds or stocks or other assets because they might lose value. And if you need them quickly, you might take a hit with penalties and fees and stuff like that.
So, not great, though. In league with that, a couple of other items here. When you look at the economic growth and prosperity that we have heard so much about, unemployment, I was talking last week about unemployment here in Framingham, where I live, at 2.3%. National average is 3.5. Well, that means that the actual, it's always twice the number, because the number that is, this is why this is kind of a shady number, is used for political purposes most of the time. The number only reflects the people that are collecting. It doesn't reflect the people who are off, have run out of the ability to collect, homeless people, things like that, which is usually another...
or when people's unemployment runs out.
Runs out, that's what I mean. So another 3 points. So the unemployment number is really about 6 or 7%. Anyway, the U.S. has noticed, I think we have talked about how we don't... where, you know, every year that I could remember for a long, long time, the average age of death was going up. It was 74, then it was 77, then it was 79. And now the number has started going down. Only country, only rich country in the world where the mortality rate has been going up and not down. So people are living on average less in terms of years than they did 10 years ago. Driven by men, according to the research, that do not have college degrees, drop out of school, and live in the heartland of America. That is, more suicides and people not living long because they don't have the education. Apparently, we've seen, I'm really kind of surprised at this stat, because although maybe it's more recently in cities, Jennifer, like Los Angeles, big cities, but L.A. seems to be the most obvious when you're pointing fingers at how bad the educational system is. Dropouts there, what is it, 60% dropout at 16?
That's right.
From the L.A. Unified School District. That's an incredible indictment of the school system there. And so I wonder about premature death there. Deaths of, they call it deaths of despair. 20% of prime-aged males are out of the labor force in the Midwest. Isn't that something?
Wow.
Oof. Well, actually, you can basically relate that to the farming situation. If you really understand that this is where the main agrarian interests are, and the big corporate farms have brought in labor, illegal labor from all over the place, and the people who are working on the farm who haven't got the money because the corporate farms... I testified at a hearing yesterday at the State House in Boston about farming and what's going on the family farm, pretty much the same as I do on our, had the conversation I have on our American Family Farmer Show, which you can hear every week, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. This is about food and farms and families and what's going on in places like the middle of the country, but also farms like my farm on the East Coast or West Coast. People just can't, people don't even begin to understand how desperate farmers have become. And thus, the people who are in these families where there's no more industry, there's no real employment if there's not agricultural employment, what do? They don't have, they're so desperate or feel so desperate about their circumstances, they give up. And it's to the point where it's bringing the age of our average death for men down like a half a point. It's a study done by the Brookings Institute. Ages 45 to 54 for non-Hispanic whites in the six main agricultural states. It's very damning. Very damning. And speaking of that, damn these huge agricultural components. You know, that idiot Sonny Perdue, who's the Secretary of Agriculture, says to farmers, get big or get out. I mentioned that yesterday. You've gotten a kick out of me and my, you know, I have a lot of passion for my agricultural pursuits. And so when there were about 160 people there testifying, and when it was all over, I went to the guy who's the hearings officer, and I said to him, wouldn't it be nice if government was here to help us instead of trying to put us out of business? And the crowd erupted. There's probably some video of it someplace on YouTube. God knows where. The crowd was, but I said what everybody was thinking, which is what I often do, as it turned out. Anyway, next up in the business department, Juul Labs, announcing it's going to stop selling non-tobacco and non-menthol-based flavored e-cigarettes. Duh, you think they got the message? They're taking away mango, cream, fruit, and cucumber flavors. They're only going to sell mint, menthol, tobacco, that sort of thing. Flavors were taken out of stores, last year because of the concern about the epidemic level of teen vaping. But they're not available online. They stayed online. Now they're not online anymore. What a horrible business. What a horrible, like the tobacco business, making money off of killing people. Although I guess they sold this at the beginning as a way to stop smoking and stop killing yourself, right? Isn't that where Juul really started, as a way to stop smoking?
Well, they can say that now, when you couldn't smoke in bars and restaurants anymore and in public areas, or in New York, you can't smoke in any office building or anything. Vaping became a way around that. And so it was a nightclub thing. That's really kind of how it started. That's how it was marketed. Take back your freedom to smoke anywhere you want. And now they're claiming, well, it really helps people quit regular cigarettes, which it's true. Some people have found that they have been able to quit cigarettes by using vapes, but they're kind of taking that approach now, but that's not really why they started doing it.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, they were hit with a first wrongful death lawsuit. Mother who lost her 18-year-old son to breathing complications after he became intensely addicted to Juul products. So they're going to have a bunch of those suits. You can be sure of that. Speaking of suits, ExxonMobil on trial for misleading investors. Now, come on. That's got to be wrong. ExxonMobil misleading investors? Who believes that could be a problem? Anyway, the allegation is that they misled investors about how climate change would affect their business. The Attorney General's office in New York has alleged that ExxonMobil used two different sets of calculations. They have two different sets of books? No! Who would have thought that was possible? My God, this is amazing. Two different sets of books to determine how greenhouse gases would affect the company. They shared one with investors, and then they had one for everybody inside who really knew what was going on. Somebody found, there's got to be a whistleblower here someplace. So the AG's office said that caused investors to overvaluate ExxonMobil stock, costing shareholders hundreds of millions of dollars. So this is all about money, and so they missed the mark completely. And you know what in my mind anyway, what the real issue is. They're a bunch of greedy bastards. Okay, and I mean, listen, nobody's more of a capitalist than me. Anybody who knows me well, like the three of you, know that that's where I am. But at some point, it's kind of like these damn big farm operations. You got to put, people have to play a role in this somehow. Otherwise, how do you survive? If you put everybody out of business, they don't have any money, how are they going to buy your products? Hello, ding, ding, ding. Who's thinking that way? Macy's says they're going to stop selling fur. Good God, I didn't think anybody sold fur anymore.
Oh, no. You can still go into Nordstrom, and they have the back fur salon. Yeah.
Really?
It depends on where you are, too. Like, you don't see much of it at Macy's in L.A. because you don't need it. Never gets cold enough.
Can you tell the difference between false fur and real fur?
It's about the backing. You can kind of tell. Like, you can see
but if somebody from PETA walks by you and sees something that looks like a fur and throws a can of paint at you.
From the outside, sometimes, no, but definitely if you're wearing it.
Anyway.
Well, the problem, though, with fake fur is a lot of it still is real, and it's usually kitty cat from China. So you have to be careful.
Oh.
Yeah. You have to be. There have been a lot of exposés that PETA has done where they've actually tested what has been labeled as faux fur, and it's actually
not. Did you hear
that,
buddy? We can make you into a coat.
Buddy's Jennifer's cat. It's 47 past the hour.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
The hour, and it's time for our weekly visit with Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. If you have a pet and who doesn't, there's something wrong with people who don't have pets.
Thanks.
Aww, I was just going to say, Kara doesn't have a pet.
You have that cat wandering around in that apartment.
No, I don't.
She does not own a cat.
No, I didn't think she owned one, but I thought there was a cat.
No, there's no cat around, so thank you.
Okay, well, I'll reserve. On you, I'll make an exception. Okay, so, Warren, you're here to save me. The National Pet Day for Veterans. Now this is every couple of 3 weeks we mention something like this because there's more in more need, I guess, more in focus. The dog named Bear, who was aimed at trying to help veterans if. We're around this dog, and they wanted to take him home. And so now this whole movement started getting veterans pets from the various shelters, the animal shelters around, because they make wonderful pets and benefit the animals. And when you got a vet sometimes maybe a little bit distressed after service, this is great for their mental health. Have you seen any move in Los Angeles where you are to really focus in on this need?
Yeah, they recently passed a law that states, I think they passed a law that states that veterans adopting dogs from shelters will now adopt dogs without any cost to the veteran, which I think is a great idea, number one. Yeah. As a veteran myself, number two, I do a lot of work with an organization called For Veterans Sake, which is a nonprofit organization that goes around the country and basically takes dogs out of shelters and then specifically matches them with different veterans that have PTSD or whatever type of challenges they may have. Listen, it's an incredible thing to do. First of all, being a veteran, veterans really know responsibility. That's number one. Veterans know how to deal with challenges. That's number two. So very often when they get a dog out of a shelter and they do some training with the dog, the veteran has a lot more patience in terms of working with the dog. And the benefits for both the dog and the benefits for the veteran are absolutely incredibly amazing, because sometimes these guys coming back from war zones, they can't share the information or they don't want to share the information, yet they have the opportunity to talk to their dog or cat, whatever type of therapy dog or cat they have, and it really helps them. I've seen changes where people were, literally suicidal within weeks. All of a sudden, they're now enjoying life again. So it's a great idea, and I think all veterans should be able to adopt a dog or a cat from a shelter at no cost.
Well, that's what I saw. The suicide rate is alarming among men and women who have been in the theater of war, post-traumatic stress, and when they have a pet, the numbers go way down, way, way down. So something certainly to consider.
Well, it gives them something to live for. It gives them something to live for. You know, that's something to care. Everyone needs something to care for.
Yep, or somebody. You're right about that. Uber experimenting with a new feature that aims to reduce cancellations as a result of customers bringing a pet along for the ride. Is called Uber Pet, a feature available starting this week. Used to be that bringing a dog or a cat in an Uber was unpredictable. Uber recommended customers contact the driver before they brought their pets in the car, because a lot of people apparently didn't follow the advice of Uber's main corporate gurus. So the complaints from Uber drivers about being surprised with somebody jumping into a car with a pet. Drivers have allergies, don't want to deal with shedding or cleaning the cars, that sort of thing. Oftentimes, when they got there, the Uber driver would say sorry and just drive off.
I've seen some of the people getting into Uber cars, Doug, and any day of the week I'll take a dog in an Uber car versus some of the people I see getting in the Ubers. It's a great idea. There are so many people out there, specifically in, let's take a city like New York, where they don't have a car, they don't drive, and let's say they have to get their dog or their cat to a veterinarian, or let's say they have to go somewhere else. I think there's actually an organization, I forget the name, it's my head's not with me today, but there's an organization kind of like Uber, specifically made for people that have pets. I think it's a fabulous idea. I hear this all the time. Warren, I'm elderly, I live here, I live there, and I need to get my dog to the vet. So I think it's a great idea, but I also think there are certain people that drive for Uber that I've spoke to that are actually excited about being able to be the Uber driver that picks up the person with the dog or the cat.
Yeah. Hey, Jim, you know, sometimes they can charge $3, $4, or $5 extra, but the driver makes it known ahead of time, and service animals should be exempt from all that stuff anyway, I think.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. 100%.
Right. Thank you. Well, you heard that? Warren Eckstein agrees with Doug Steffen 100%. 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.